This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
This is Brightside Home Theater.
Hey, home theater nerds, welcome to the Brightside Home Theater Podcast, the podcast that focuses on the experiences we have in our theaters, the sights, the sounds, all the fun stuff we do, and that includes tinkering sometimes, too. We get into that every now and then a little bit, but it's mostly about the scenes and the movies that we like. My name's DJ. You can reach me on Twitter at BrightsideHT, or you can email me at BrightsideHomeTheater@gmail.com. You can also check out all the podcasts on the website, BrightsideHomeTheater.com. All the podcasts are there, as well as a bunch of featured theaters. I'm over 20 now, I believe, 20s, in the 20s somewhere. Also, if you're not watching this on YouTube, you can go to YouTube and check us out there. You can see all the video. When I talk about the scenes, there's a few, every scene has a picture to go along with it. So you could check that out over on YouTube. And please hit subscribe. That one is growing rapidly. You can actually follow us on Patreon as well. You can become a Patreon supporter. All you need to do there is go to Patreon, search for Brightside Home Theater, or go to the aforementioned website, click on the red button for donate. You can donate as little as a dollar a month or as much as you'd like, and they give most of it to me, a little bit to themselves, and that's how we could support the podcast. We're standing strong at 13 patrons right now. Really happy about that. Quick announcement coming up on that. When I get to 50, I had this idea. I'm going to put out a Patreon-only video every day. Maybe if I'm sick, I won't put one out, but it'll be a quick video, say hi, what I've done in my theater, and that'll be it every day, a little quick video. I can do them from my phone, I can do them from wherever, I can do them from in the theater, but when I get to 50 patrons, I am going to put out a video every day saying hello to you guys, to the patrons, and let you guys know how I'm doing and what I've been doing, so it'll be a little diary there, but I gotta get to 50, so that gives me some time to organize that. It's not too tough. I think it'll be fun. It'll be fun, and it'll be another way to generate some feedback. On Twitter, nothing this week. It's been so long since I haven't had at least one follower grabbed a follower during the week. So standing strong there. Everything's going great, but hey, sometimes I guess I got to up my game. So speaking of upping your game, I have an announcement to make before we get to listener comments, which is the other way you can support the podcast. You make comments and we have discussions. So we have a few of those this week as well. But before we get to that, I have an announcement to make. And it's a quick announcement that the format of the podcast isn't changing. It's going to be slimmed down for the next 4 to 6 weeks. Because what has happened since I started this podcast, when I first started, my idea was 20 to 30 minute podcast where I just talk about a few scenes here and the fun stuff that we do in our theaters, right? So I've stuck to that for the most part, but it has grown and my ideas have grown on what I can do with a movie. And I've come down to breaking down these movies so in depth that it's taking me a lot of time. And I've just been to keep this going every week. I keep that's all I get to do. So I sit down, I watch a movie, I timestamp the movie, and then I have to go back and review each of those scenes that I timestamped. And I'm getting in conversations with the listeners, with you guys, and saying, oh, I watched this, check this out, check this out. And it's like, if I do a movie between this podcast, my other podcast, and my life, it's like all I get to do in my theater is that one movie a week. So I've been working behind the scenes on how I can change my workflow and be able to do these, do more things. Cause really what I like to do is I like to jump around anyway. Sometimes I'll go down and watch half of a movie, you know, cause a scene strikes me that I know I want to see. So I'll do that and I'll do, but I haven't been able to do that. I've been having so much fun learning all of this that it hasn't bothered me. Well, now I've learned enough that I think I can pull this off. So what I'm doing for the next 4 to 6 weeks, I'm going to do shorter movies. It's still going to seem like the normal podcast. It just won't be as in-depth with the scenes. Take this week's, for example. So, but what I'm doing behind the scenes is I'm also doing other movies all at the same time. So that when 4 to 6 weeks from now, when I have a full movie fully reviewed the way I did before, like I did Need for Speed, a ton of scenes, the way I mean, just like way I'm going to do the next Game of Thrones, a ton of scenes where I really break them down in depth, but I don't have to focus on all of that in 1 week and take all of my attention to do that. So for that to happen, I need some buildup time. And instead of just taking 4 to 6 weeks off from the podcast, or say 2 to 3 weeks off from the podcast entirely, I'll do it slowly. And I think I've figured out a way that I can do this. When you see the podcast, it'll seem like I sat down and did it all at once for them, especially when you hear it. So and it's another way for me to get creative too. I get to develop a few other things. So that's it. Just wanted to let you guys know. So that was it. And and the Patreon supporters, thank you guys. I announced it to them earlier this week. Thanks to the Patreon supporters. I really appreciate everything. And like I said, when I get to 50, I'll be doing a message a day on Patreon. So let's check that out and help us get to 50. Because I even have bigger plans. My wife gave me permission. But someday when I get to 100, I have even a bigger idea that I already have permission from the wife. So 50 first, 100 next. We'll see how it goes. I know those are lofty goals, but got to start somewhere, right? And hopefully we get there someday. And if not, I appreciate everything. You don't have to support me monetarily at all. But, you know, if we get there, we get there. If we don't, we're still having fun. So let's get to those listener comments this week. And first up, we have a comment from Steve George at Legal Beagle OK at Brightside HT. Hey, DJ, thanks for the shout out in this week's podcast. A bank holiday is a public holiday for those in the UK. I should have explained that better in my tweet. 2 thumbs up. And I replied to him, hey, no problem at all. I didn't know what a bank holiday was, but I think I made a comment about it and we had a nice exchange after the fact. So no problem at all. Thanks for all the support, Steve. You've been great, as a lot of the listeners have, supporting me, retweeting me, and everything that you guys do to help me grow this podcast. I really appreciate it. So any shout outs I can give to you guys, I will do. I will do the best I can. All right. Next up we have, here we go. So I got some comments, DMs, and I'm a little sketchy, like when somebody DMs me, I don't know if it should be something that I go public with, but I'll talk about the subject. If the person that wants the credit for it, they DM me again and I'll talk about, you know, let me know. But I feel weird talking about DMs like in public and give, you know, because maybe the person doesn't, I don't know why, you know, because usually when we talk on Twitter, we talk in public, you know, and everybody can see it. So these next few come from listeners that DM me. So the first one here is, have you seen Hannah, the movie, a 5.1 surround sound standout? And sent me a YouTube link. And yes, I have. I saw it years ago. My wife and I watched it. Really enjoyed it. I haven't watched it in a while. Maybe that will be on the list. Now that I'm expanding myself and I'm able to get out and watch more movies, I'm very excited about it. So let's see. It's on the list. It is a great movie, though. A lot of fun. Next up, Daylight Remastered Media Book Limited Edition in Germany. I tried and tried to get this. Listener sent it to me saying it has Atmos, it has Oral 3D. It's supposed to be really good. I would love to see this movie with Dolby Atmos because this is one of those movies that even on the Blu-ray, I really enjoy it. You have that whole, I mean, claustrophobic feel that Viggo Mortensen's awesome. This was before he was huge and, you know, doing the whole Lord of the Rings thing. But yeah, it's this here. I think Viggo Mortensen was a rock climber, if I believe, and he ends up, I won't give anything away in case you haven't seen it, but a tunnel floods in New York City and Stallone's got to save the day. It's kind of the reverse effect of Cliffhanger. Cliffhanger, he went up in the sky and up in the mountains, and this one, he goes under the ground. You know, he's got to cover, Stallone's got to cover all the bases. But this one here for surround sound is, it was, I have it on Laserdisc, and I believe I have this one on Laserdisc. And the surround sound on this is just a lot of fun because when you're in your room, you just feel like it's you. It really gives you that claustrophobic feel. So I would, if somebody could help me out, track it down, if they could buy it and then ship it, I'll pay for the shipping to get it to me. But I tried to do it through Amazon, but I'm a little sketchy on paying to another country. I don't know if I have to set up another account, and you know, so let me know, any listeners, let me know an easier way I can get a hold of something from, because it has it in English in Dolby Atmos. So I'd love to see that and get the Atmos track on that and see what I could do with it. All right. Next up, have I seen this podcast, The Fun Waste of Time, Home Theater Experience? And yes, I have. Other listeners have asked me about it. I think I've commented about them before. And it's a great podcast. They do everything regarding just a fun waste of time, video games, movies, home theater. And when I see that they talk home theater and I listen, I don't listen to them all the time. Usually when I get low on my podcast listen, when I'm out of stuff, I'll go to them and I'll check out some of their home theater experience stuff. So they are, definitely check them out. They are pretty good, well-produced, good show. Have fun with them. Maybe a crossover in the future. Hey, you know what? Maybe people reach out to me for a crossover someday. Wouldn't that be a kick? All right, let's see. What else we got here? Oh, we're up to emails now, and we have a bunch. First up, a bunch of back and forth with G Cornell 52. Need for Speed. He was the inspiration for that. I forgot to mention that in the actual podcast where I talked about Need for Speed. He was the inspiration for that. We were talking about it earlier. I had mentioned it the week before. And then in the actual podcast, I forgot to say, hey, this was from, you know, so anyways, apologize for that. And he also emailed me about Mulan. And asked if I'd be doing a podcast on that. He says, great color. It's a great home theater experience. And I probably will be doing a podcast on that. I'm kind of waiting for my daughter to come back from school. That came out in September. I didn't get it when it first dropped on Disney Plus, but I do have it. And I've been waiting for my daughter to come back from college and we could sit down and watch it together. And I'd probably do a review based off of that experience. So, but I have heard really good things. My buddy saw it. And he said it was really good. So I actually am looking forward to that one. I got some bunch of emails from Carl this week. 10 things you didn't know about Duel. It's a YouTube video. Check that out. It sounds like it's an Australian guy, and he makes a YouTube video about all these little, well, not all, 10 facts that you probably didn't know about the Steven Spielberg movie Duel from the 70s. I saw that movie in probably the late 80s. A buddy of mine gave me a VHS copy of that, and I was blown away. I was like, this is crazy, because we all knew, you know, Spielberg from Jaws and everything else going all the way through the 80s, and you think of all this stuff, and then this simple movie, but what he did with that. And it really is a fantastic movie and a fun home theater experience as well. The way he basically took a truck and he, you know, created Jaws with a truck, but I believe that was long before Jaws. So it was pretty cool. So 10 things that'll be in the show notes, the link for that one there. Also from Carl, we have watch Leonard Nimoy. This is in the show notes. Definitely check this one out. Watch Leonard Nimoy sell the futuristic tech of Laserdisc. And this is on Nerdist.com, I believe. And it's in an article, but check. It is hysterical. It's like he's playing a part of like Spock he's not Spock, but he's acting like that, right? And he's this is in the 80s, and he's talking about this new technology of a laser disc, and he breaks it down talking about where the lens is and what a laser disc is capable of. And you watch it now and you laugh. Because this doesn't make sense. It's like or not that it doesn't make sense. I'm sorry. It just doesn't seem that big of a deal. But back then, I was blown away. I never saw this video before, but if I had seen this, I would have been blown away, because I wanted Laserdisc as soon as I heard about it, as soon as I heard like just all of the things it could do compared to VHS. Just being able to slow motion and fast forward and stuff and crisp frames and stuff. I thought that was just, I couldn't wait to get something like that. And it was early 90s before I was able to. But this is a really funny video to check out. And I highly recommend that. It's Laserdisc back in the 80s. I'm pretty sure it's the 80s. If this is the 70s, that'll crack me up. I'm not sure. But yeah, definitely check that one out. And this last email comes from Sajoma, S-A-J-O-M-A, I believe. I don't believe the spelling. That's right. But how you say it, not really sure. So if I screwed that up, I apologize. But anyways, Sajoma says, "Hi, DJ. Just found your podcast. Love what you are doing." Thank you. "To fill in the home theater crew, I have gone through your recommendation on the 4K movie. Love most of them. Just wanted you to check on Brightburn. I believe the sound is great for home theater. Thanks for what you are doing, buddy." And Sajoma, thank you. Thank you for emailing. And yes, I have seen Brightburn, and my buddy and I actually reviewed that on our comic book podcast a while ago. And as soon as I got your email, I replied to Sajoma already. But I said, I'm like, I checked through my files on if I've done this movie. I felt like I'd done this movie before, because it is such a great home theater movie. But I haven't done it for home theater. I did it for Brightside Chat, where we talk about comics. And my buddy and I broke this movie down, where we talk about if we like the movie, if we don't like the movie, the characters and all that. Far less home theater talk. And it is a fantastic home theater movie. Some great bass, great sound, great pan. So definitely this one will be coming up. I looked through all of my catalogs, all of my back issue stuff. The only thing I think is I may have a while ago, a long time ago, like over a year and a half ago, I may have done it back before I was documenting the movies as they are, like titling the podcast after the movie I'm doing. So maybe it's in there somewhere. But yeah, so this one, I don't know. This one will be coming up. It's going to get its own, podcast, because it deserves it. It is a fantastic home theater experience. So we'll be definitely doing that one. So thank you for that email. Thank you for listening. And I'll do my best. I love the gone through my recommendations. Love most of them. Now, love most of the movies or love most of my recommendations? So not really sure there. I'm just kidding. All right. Thank you very much. Let's get to some movies and scenes this week. This one's coming from me. Check out Jupiter's Ascending, Jupiter's Legacy on Netflix. I just watched the first episode. Episode was titled "By Dawn's Early Light." And as a home theater experience, it's fantastic. It's one of those alternate stories where they alternate superhero stories, not DC, not Marvel, but it's some superheroes that are coming up. It's a time period piece. This is complete with great bass, great pans, great surround sound. And it has alternate aspect ratios, which is pretty cool. So they jump back in time, but Josh Duhamel's character, he's the lead character. His character is like 100-something years old. And they go back to his origin stories. And when they do that, we go back to full screen. And then the rest of the episode is in widescreen. So that adds a nice touch to it, a nice feel to it. So as a home theater experience, definitely check out Jupiter's Legacy. I am I'm enjoying the story too. Like I said, I just watched the first episode. That's it. How many episodes is it? I think it's, I don't know off the top of my head right now, but I'll be checking out more of that as we go this week, but it is pretty good. Check that out as a home theater experience. You will not be disappointed. Next movie we have up is 310 to Yuma. That comes to us from G. Cornell through email again. And he says, Russell Crowe, Christian Bale Western. Watched it again today. Outstanding sound, powerful gunshots, and a powerful locomotive. Grab it if you have yet to experience it. And I will, because I have seen this. My wife and I watched this a long time ago. And but I haven't seen it since, oh man, definitely not with this receiver, definitely not with this projector. So definitely worth checking out. So nice recommendation there. And the last one we have this week for movies and scenes comes from me again. And this is the old switcheroo. This was the original. This was actually going to be the original featured movie this week. Justice Society, World War II. It just came out on Tuesday. It's the animated feature from DC. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a lot of fun as a home theater movie. I didn't think it was going to be short. I had a few scenes here and there, but the more I got into it, I was like, oh, it's a little, it's not necessarily a full, it's not something I think everybody would love to see. So I didn't feel like, the more I thought about it and the more I messed with it, I was like, oh, I could think of something better to feature this week. So, yeah. But I thought it was a lot of fun as far as home theater movies go. I had a lot of fun with it. I love these DC animated movies. Some people have issues because they don't match up with the comic book. I don't know if there's a comic book to go along with this one. So I really enjoyed it. It features mostly the Flash. He goes, quote, back in time, but not really back in time. You'll see when you see the movie. But like I said, just came out in 4K, picked up the disc, and I was going to feature it this week. But instead, I put it in movies and scenes because it's about an hour and 20 minutes long, something like that. It's a fun movie. If you're into comic books and you're into this type of thing, definitely check it out. And it's definitely worth checking out in your home theater. And with that, let's get to this week's featured movie. And this week we have one of my favorite movies of all time. You can hear the music, but you might think that's Rocky III, but it's not. It's Rocky IV. They open with the music, Eye of the Tiger, from Rocky III. But this movie, Rocky IV, is one of my favorite movies of all time. One of my favorite movies of my childhood. This movie has, it just has so much emotion to it. And the way that they built the emotion in this movie is all done with one of my favorite things, sound. The sound and the music. And it's basically, I'm going to do four scenes for you, and basically they're music videos. The first one isn't, all right? And even the last one's not. We have two fights and two music videos out of this movie. But the picture, grainy. It's from 1985. I'm very much looking forward to the remastered and the director's cut that Stallone is going to be putting out of this movie alone. You know, Rocky IV, and I get into it when I break down the scenes, and I have an idea when you hear the scenes on why he decided to do this movie. But the sound in this movie is just so much fun. It really does bring out the emotion in you, and it makes you want to get up and run and work out. And I go over that in the two music videos, as I call them, that of the scenes that I'm going to break down or give my analysis of, or whatever you want to call it. But I think as a home theater experience, Rocky IV is absolutely a blast. This is Rocky IV from the 40th anniversary heavyweight collection with a 185:1 aspect ratio and a DTS HD Master Audio 5.1, which really fills the room. And I, using the Zapedi, using the Sony projector, using my receiver, my Denon receiver, and up converting this DTS Master Audio 5.1 to DTS Neural X, it really does fill the room. It takes advantage of my height channels, gives you a good sense of the crowd noises in this movie. It really is a lot of fun. And like I said, the picture, it's nothing to write home about, but the colors are vibrant. We have obviously the American flag. We have the Russian flag. We have, you know, Stallone's shorts. We have, you know, Apollo's shorts early on in the movie. The colors popping out, the extravaganza that goes on in that opening, in the first scene I talk about. It's the way the colors pop, the detail. This movie, I'm hoping, I'm hoping he's putting out this in 4K, the remaster or the director's cut of this movie. Because it's going to be spectacular. I don't even care about quality at this point, because there's so much fun going on in this movie, and the way they built the emotion through this, it makes you forgive the subtleties that maybe if there was more detail, if it was crisper, but I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the grain. I really enjoyed that 80s feel to this movie with the music and the acting and hey, it's even got a robot in it. And in 1985, it's you know, Rosie, the robot, she's the one taking care of Stallone and Polly. It's his friend. It's got everything. This movie has it all. I think it culminates the entire Rocky saga, because it culminates the first four movies, obviously this being the fourth, but then it plays out in what happens later on. So it really is the peak of all of the Rocky movies, in my opinion. But let's get to the first scene. Let's have some fun. This is just such a great movie. I have so much fun with it, and it highly recommend it as a home theater experience for, you know, for anybody. This is a blast. And let's start with this first scene here at 2306, and it's Drago's entrance. This scene here, this is a first fight. The instruments are all around your room here. James Brown, what an extravaganza. The crowd noise, it just really fills your room. Drago doesn't know what's going on. He just wants to fight. But then we get to see and experience this entire thing. And in your theater, it just sounds so good. It's like the crowd behind you, the pageantry of it all. It's a lot of fun. James Brown, like you can hear, James Brown sounds fantastic. But also listen to the crowd around your room when you're listening to this at reference level. And yes, mine is being up converted with DTS Neural X, but listen to the crowd noise around your room. It sounds, I want to say, very discreet, because there's individual sounds coming at you from all around. The imagery that you're seeing on the screen, the girls, the diamonds, Polly grabbing that skull on a stick, the look on Stallone's face as he's looking around the room in disbelief, the clarity, there is some grain. It's a DVD. This movie's from 1985. But the colors, the way they pop off the screen, this is so much fun. I honestly cannot wait for the remastered version, the director's cut that's going to be coming soon. But the pageantry of all of this, listening to the band, just so much fun, so much fun. And it really comes out in your room. And this setup it sounds so great. I can't even imagine what they're going to be doing. But after that, after James Brown is done, go right to 2908. That's where we get the bell ring. And this is where, very interesting. I was looking forward to hearing the difference here, but crowd noise around you is still really cool. It actually sounds like they're in a smaller building dirt when they first start the fight. The crowd noise isn't as crazy as it was during all that pomp and circumstance. But you can hear Apollo talking very clear. You can hear the announcers, the ring announcers, very clear. But listen to Apollo's punches. They just don't have the punch to them. They don't have the impact. It sounds like if you were going to slap somebody, or if it was just like you're pulling your punches, you just don't feel it. And as this fight is going on, you're just waiting for Drago, waiting for that punch to land, waiting for him to do something. And the whole entire time I'm sitting here thinking, I can't wait to hear this. And at about 30:15 is when that Drago's coach yells Drago or whatever he yells, and he unloads, and you can hear the difference in the punches. It's his punches are landing, and they are landing hard, and you can feel it. It's not a tremendous base. It's actually very accurate to what you get to hear in a fight. And it's not, like I said, I was actually expecting more, but there is more bass in his punches right away. You can hear it. And then when we get to that final punch, we'll talk about that in a second, but the crowd noise between rounds, everything else, the clarity, again, the ring announcers, the clarity of Stallone in the corner, I can't do no more, all of that stuff. It sounds fantastic. But then when we get to the second round, actually, before we get to the second round, we get the crowd chanting Drago. That is absolutely filling the room all around you. Sounds fantastic, which, as we know, it's basically, this is foreshadowing Rocky when he gets to Russia. But the punches here that we get in the second round, the first few shots that he gives him to the head, nice base. Then he gives a nice jab. Drago, that is. He gives a nice jab with a little bit of bass to it, but then the body blows are really a lot of bass. You can feel it, almost feel it in your room. But the final killing blow was just visceral. You could feel it come right up through your seat. It resonated too. It like played over and over. You could feel his coach, Apollo's coach, now yelling, no. And just really, really nice. And then, of course, you got Apollo going down, convulsing on the mat. That I remember seeing that as a kid. I was 15, and I was devastated. You're like, oh! But the clarity of dialogue between the announcers, Rocky asking for a doctor, Drago talking about, you know, he dies. Everything is so nicely done, all to the front of the room, but you hear the chaos going on around you. Just an absolute, absolute blast of a scene. And this just sets up the rest of the movie. I mean, I was scared for Rocky the rest of the movie, honestly. All right, from here, let's jump to 41:20. No Easy Way Out by Robert Tapper. It's the full song all the way through. But at the beginning here, we get the nice sounds of the Lamborghini. And from here on out, we don't hear anything else except for the song through the entire room. And if you didn't hear this in the 80s growing up, if you didn't hear this and want to get out and jump rope, run miles, run a marathon, or do something, then I don't know if you had a heartbeat, because I actually watched the Robert Tepper video for this. This is a better video, because the emotion that you get out of this with the sound in your room, the bass is really nice. I mean, and again, it just doesn't put it up there with today's movies and the bass. Again, hoping for when we do get that remaster of this movie. And honestly, I think this scene right here is why it could be what inspired him to do the remaster and do the re-editing, because this has got all of the flashbacks in it and they look fantastic. There's a lot of grain in them, but some of these movies are from the 70s, you know, so the scenes with, you know, from the early Rocky movie and then the Rocky 2s, and there's even some scene in here, I think, of Clubber in Rocky 3. You've got the flashbacks to moments ago when he's talking to his wife, but all of that going on with this music. Looking at Drago, when you hear that, And it's just it pulling the emotion out of you. It's an amazing, amazing scene that, like I said, I think this is what inspired the entire idea to remake just Rocky IV, because this is the culmination of everything. To me, Rocky I, number one, because that started it all. Rocky II, he wins it all. That's what's fantastic. And then finally, Rocky III, you have that little bit hokey in that one, but I really enjoyed it in the 80s myself. But then this one here, I don't know. For some reason, I feel like this encapsulates the entire saga. And it just, this scene here is one of my favorite scenes. It had a Lamborghini in it too. And like my memory growing up, it's like always like when I knew I was going to do this movie, I'm like, oh, that Lamborghini scene. And we only got a little bit of it, like a broom. And then we hear the motorcycle later on. But the flashbacks and just the emotion you felt with this song, it's like no easy way out. It's just, it doesn't get much better than this. That scene when he's jumping rope and he crisscrosses across his body and everything. Do you know how long it took me to master that? And yes, I've been to Philadelphia. I've run up those stairs. Ask my daughter. She fell flat on her face. Just an incredible, incredible, fun music video, all wrapped up at 45:40 with another nice pan of the Lamborghini from left to right across the room to wrap up this great music video. And here we go again with another video. This time we have John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band and Hearts on Fire. Yeah. This is another one. Oh my. Again, when I knew I was going to do this movie, I'm like, I got to do this scene, this workout montage to Hearts on Fire. He opens it up with the jumping of the rope, and it sounds, the rope going under his feet sounds fantastic. The whipping, the whoop, 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 and it's towards the front of your room, but you can hear that clear as day along. I mean, the music is filling your room. You can hear the Beaver Brown Band all around your room. Dialogue or the lyrics, very clear, but check out how clear you get Drago. You've got the struggles of Stallone, you know, the noises, the grunts and groans that he's making, the chopping of the wood, the hitting of the bag, the sit-ups that he's doing that, oh, by the way, I tried. Those are very hard to do. I did get to do them, but I don't think I could do them today. The ones from the rafters, insane. The pulley wheel, when he's pulling up, that's very clear. Actually sounded a little bit like it was over my head a little bit. Not over my head, but in front of me. That could have been me just getting into the moment. Listen to Drago when he hits the pad and the numbers go up. The higher the number, the little bit, slightly more bass that you get in each of those punches. But all of that, like I said, we have Hearts on Fire playing in the background. These are fantastic music videos. Put this on, if you had a big screen in your gym, I mean, you'd never stop working out. These scenes are fantastic, and they sound fantastic in your room, too. The struggles of Stallone when he's trying to lift that wagon, very clear. Him shouting out Drago, and then you see, you know, the applause. Very different from the last music video that we got, which was just music. You didn't hear anything else. This one here has a lot more intricate sounds to it that really plays out well in the 5.1 surround. And come on, when Stallone's running up the mountain and Drago's running the treadmill that just keeps increasing the incline, and Stallone's getting higher on the mountain and Drago's getting steeper and steeper. It's like, if you don't want to go outside and run, I mean, it gets a little wonky at times when they show Stallone on the mountain. It's like this, sometimes I've really felt like you could see blue screen or something, or the helicopter was shaky or whatever. That got a little grainy at times, but there's a close-up of Stallone in there that I thought was really wonky, but you're just so drawn in the emotion of the entire scene. It's like, because building up to this, he hadn't wanted to do, he was feeling defeated. And then obviously Adrian, you know, supports him, and here we are. And this all wraps up with a nice Drago scream at the end, just calling out at the top of a mountain. Just unreal. And from here, I think we're going to wrap it up on this final scene of the big fight. And this scene, it's the end of the movie. It's the final fight. And the crowd here sounds louder and bigger. It just sounds more insane at 106:30. It sounds like a bigger room. And then Drago's entrance, really nice bass here. Steam noises on one side. You got horns from the music. Those are around the room. The crowd noises all around you. It just sounds like way more of a spectacle than even the opening scene, the opening fight scene. But it's a completely different feel to it because this is business. This isn't supposed to be an exhibition. This is the Russians. It's all business. And the music actually encapsulates that as well. You have nice bass. You have everything going on. The sound of the crowds, everything around you just really, really is saying we're getting down to business here. And when we get to the first round, all of that goes away. All right, so we start up the first round with like just nothing, just the sounds of the crowd, just the sounds of the fight. And then listen to the punches in this first round after that bell. It's like, first Drago comes out insane. He comes out just, he wants to end this thing right away. But the punches exchanged, it very much, the sound sounds very equal. Okay, so right away, it's like Rocky's workout really paid off. And Drago he's not really overpowering him. He's just hitting him with way more power, way more punches, I should say. But the punches are pretty even in the first round as far as the sound of the impact. Then in between rounds, you can actually, I mean, the dialogue throughout this thing is very, very clear, like I've been saying, but you can actually hear in between rounds, there's somebody yelling something in Russian on the right side of your room. For me, it was about 3/4 of the way down and it moved kind of a little bit back and forth. But the second round, it really starts to pick up. And at 1 hour, 15 minutes and 55 seconds, the score comes in because Rocky is coming back. He's chopping him down, as they say later on. Rocky's takes over the fight here. It gets crazy, but that's up until this point, we've had no background music, no score whatsoever. And the score came in here and it elevated you in the room. So, and it fills your entire room. Right when it comes in, I mean, you can't, it's funny because when it first comes in, you're like, oh yeah, there hasn't been score all along. You've just been enjoying the fight. And, you know, I mean, if you want to get technical and slow motion and you see that the punches aren't landing and it's all based off of the sound, which it really is. But if you watch it without sound, you'll see that the punches aren't landing. But your brain tells you when you see that, when you hear that noise, you're like, well, he must have hit him because that sounded fantastic. But from here on out, we get the rest of the rounds are another music video, which is fantastic in my book. But here we go. We forecasted this. This is the end of the fight here. And what do we start to hear?
This is incredible.
And there it is. Rocky. I mean, I remember seeing this in the theater as a kid and being like, you know, you wanted to get up in the theater, but you got to be good. You didn't want to spill your popcorn. But in my room, I'm cheering. I'm yelling. I've been singing along all along through this and all the music videos. I'm yelling at the screen, wanting to grab my rope and start jumping. This is right here. This is where it really takes off. And then we have obviously the final round. And at 1 hour, 22 minutes and 40 seconds, Rocky is chopping the Russian down. Listen to the impact of Rocky's punches here. Some of the most impactful of the entire movie. You can just, and again, none of these are really, I mean, the kill shot that Drago had in the first fight, that was very visceral. None of these are very visceral, but you can hear the difference in the jabs. You can hear the difference in the body punches. And Rocky's punches here are just, he's finishing them. And then the final blow that puts Drago down, it didn't have the base of the kill shot in the opening, which looking back on it, That makes sense, because that was obviously a very impactful punch to kill somebody. So maybe they did that on purpose. I don't know, because you don't want to overpower. Even Rocky's final punch on Drago, it wasn't as great as that, but it was one of the greatest of their fight. And you could feel it, but not with the same up through your chair feel. But this entire fight, this entire thing has just been amazing. And that it gets you, makes you want to jump out of your seat. Oh, and the flashbacks, not the flashbacks, going back to his son. And then when he finally wins and he's got his arms up and you got the kid and you've got, you know, Talia Shire or Adrian, whatever her name is. You're just so engrossed in it. You got the American flag coming out. And in the 80s, it was amazing. It just absolutely an amazing event, really. You walked out of there. I remember walking through the lobby. Walking through the lobby, and you're looking at people that are waiting to go in. This was back when it was a single movie theater, so it wasn't there wasn't a lot of space. And you're going in, and people are, you're coming out, and people are going in, and you just, like I said, you get so pumped up watching these movies. They really are meant to be, absorbed in a home theater environment. I love Stallone. I love all the Rocky movies, and you can watch them on a regular TV, but you really need to be seeing these in a theater. And I mean, hey, it might even keep you in shape, because you're going to want to work out, because these things, it's just so much fun. And this Rocky IV really encapsulates everything. I have so much fun with this. I had so much fun doing this. Such a fun movie. And it's only an hour and a half long, and it really grabs everything. So I hope you enjoyed that. That's my quick breakdown, 4 scenes from Rocky IV. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think, and email me, text me. Yeah. Tweet at me. See, I'm so excited about this movie. So great. So much fun. And with that, I will wrap it up from here. Thank you to my 13 patrons. Thank you to everybody following me on Twitter. Let's have some fun this week. Let's go push play on anything and everything you can find. Let me know what you want to see, what you've seen. Tell me about all the fun scenes, because I'm having a blast here. Hope you are too. Have a great week, everybody. Now go push play. Hey, Fred.
This has been a Hey Fred production, with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.